Let Jesus Restore You, a compilation.
In a world of constant pressure and stress, prayer is like a spiritual decompression chamber. Jesus knew that. When you read the Gospels, you see him again and again stepping away from crowds, demands, and expectations to spend time alone with his Father. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Mark 1:35. This wasn't occasional, it was habitual. Many people came to hear Jesus and to be healed of their sicknesses, but Jesus often slipped away to be alone so he could pray. Luke 5:15-16. If Jesus needed that space with the Father, how much more do you? You might be thinking, I'm too busy to spend extended time in prayer. But the truth is this, you'll have nothing left to give if you don't first let God refill you. Ministry drains, prayer restores. Scripture reminds us, be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. It is in unhurried, quiet moments with God that he recharges, renews, and restores your soul. And as your load becomes heavier, this time with God becomes more essential, not less. So, how do you make space to listen to God? Start by being still for an extended moment. Find a quiet place outside, in your office, or in a corner of your home. Sit before the Lord and simply ask, God, is there anything you want to say to me? Then resist the urge to rush. Be still. Listen. God may bring a thought to mind. He may lead you to a passage of Scripture and speak through his word. If worries keep intruding, let Scripture redirect your attention and allow God's truth to quiet what your mind keeps replaying. God wants to speak to you, not just through you. He's not asking for another performance or prayer report. He's inviting you to come away with him, to be filled again before you pour yourself out. Make space. Be still long enough to listen. Let him restore you. Pastors.com. Solitude, the state of being alone, is often considered one of the traditional spiritual disciplines. Many times it is associated with silence. The idea is to be alone with God, to pray, to meditate on his word, and to simply enjoy his presence. Some people use solitude to distance themselves from the distractions of the world, acknowledge the interior of their hearts, and hear God speak. Being alone can also be used as a time of rest and refreshment. Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Luke 5:16. Solitude can be a time of knowing God more deeply, a time of strengthening, a time of refreshment, a time of sharing our deepest concerns with God, and a time of simply being with the one who formed us and loves us beyond our understanding. Another benefit of periodic times of solitude is that such times allow us to refocus ourselves on what is truly important. We don't want the worries of this life to choke out the Word. Rather, we want to spend time with Jesus and, like Mary of Bethany, sit at His feet hearing His Word. Got questions? Jesus made it a priority to spend time alone, praying and connecting with the Father. He often stepped away from regular daily activities to connect with God and cry out to Him in prayer in times of distress. Retreating for prayer in isolation with God was a critical aspect of Jesus' ministry. Jesus often withdrew to isolated places to pray. Jesus intentionally communicated with God through prayer by Himself. Jesus prayed in a solitary place at various times of the day. After teaching the crowds, Jesus retreated to pray alone. When in danger from opposition, Jesus went to the mountain by Himself. After hearing about John the Baptist's death, Jesus withdrew by Himself to a desolate place. Before His crucifixion, Jesus separated Himself from the disciples in Gethsemane to pray to the Father. Jesus instructed that regular prayer to the Father should be done in secret, behind closed doors, and not for our glory in public. It is important to spend time alone with God, because God is the source of our strength, and we need His strength to fight the spiritual battles of our lives. The Christian life is one of continuous spiritual warfare. The Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, and prayer are among the spiritual weapons at our disposal. When we spend time alone with God in prayer and in meditation on His Word, we are engaged in spiritual battle. The Word of God is as food to the Christian soldier. He dare not go a day without feasting on it. Prayer is like fresh air to the weary warrior. He dare not go a moment without it. Spending time alone with God cannot be neglected if we are to be imitators of Christ. As we realize how much God loves us, we will desire to spend time alone with Him. Though spending time in corporate worship, group Bible study, and prayer with other Christians is also important, time alone with God is absolutely critical to our relationship with Him. We spend time with God because it is a great pleasure. It is part of the abundant life Jesus came to bring. Compelling truth. Looking back over the past year, I can see the benefits I've gained from spending quiet time with God in the morning, before the busy day begins. Here are some steps that have helped me get a spiritual boost that lasts the whole day. They just might work for you too. Unplug. As much as possible, I try to get away from distractions and disturbances, such as electronic devices that are constantly popping up reminders, notifications, text and voice messages, and emails. I like to sit on our porch with just my Bible and a notebook and pen. Relax. I'm someone who is very task-oriented. If I'm not careful, my quiet time can become just another to-do to check off. I have to consciously choose to relax and enjoy my time with God. He's not in a hurry, so why should I be? Be thankful. I start by writing down 5 things I'm thankful for from the previous day. This generally provides an instant mood lift. As God's word says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." Psalm 100:4. Follow a reading plan. Having a reading plan helps me get right to it. I also pray before starting, in case God wants to suggest a change. Because I have a hard time focusing on what I'm reading, I have found the SOAP method helpful. Scripture. After reading a Bible passage, I look back for a verse that particularly catches my attention, and I write it in a notebook. Observation. I write a brief summary of the passage. Application. I write about how my day will be different because of what I've read. Lessons to learn, promises to claim, examples to follow, etc. Prayer. I write out a short prayer for myself based on what I just read. The early morning may not be the best time for everyone, but no matter what time we use in the day or night, we can all benefit from stepping back and spending time with God. Without it, we'll get stressed and wear thin. But with it, we will be better prepared to tackle whatever challenges life may throw at us. G. L. Ellens.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.